Hey there. Yep, it's me posting something. What is it going to be? Well, we'll see. Communication. Is it important? Of course it's important. Because if you don't communicate properly, things get very confusing, to say the least. And sometimes if you really, really got lost in translation, then it could lead to huge misunderstandings that, I don't know, that may start something even worse, or make something good bad, or make something bad good. I don't know. It's just, I don't know if there's a right way to communicate to make sure you get things across. I mean, of course, if you're in person, you can look at facial expressions, social cues, body language, stuff like that. But there's also video and voice can translate a lot as well. You know, the tone in your speech, the way you say certain words, the way you express yourself, and the parts of what you're saying can be highlighted or dulled down depending on the person listening. So, yeah, communication, it's a bitch. Yeah. And then there is text, which is the most confusing of all. Because, yeah, with text, text can really fuck you up. Because I think it's the easiest form of communication that can be misunderstood. Sometimes it's funny, though. But, I don't know. Sometimes it's not so funny. It's just, I have thought about each of these things, and I don't know, I think I've kind of broken them down. I kind of have a feel for them now because I actually have someone to, or someone's, you know, to give me enough info to, you know, to make educated guesses on what works and what doesn't. So yeah, communication, it's really, really important, and it's really, really difficult. But I'd like to get into that. Okay, although there are many, many forms of communication, I am going to go with miscommunication because I have been dealing with some of that lately. A little more than I'd like, so it's not uncommon for people to misunderstand things you say or things that happen or you know, or your actions to something. But I don't really tend to mince words. I mean, I tend to be honest about what I'm feeling or thinking or saying, and I'm not really into the games and or the playing games, so yeah, so it kind of irritates me when other people do that. So yeah, so when I'm being told I'm doing something, it kind of irritates me because it's just ridiculous. I've never ever been known for that, so why would you even think, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, so the main thing I've been dealing with lately is the in-laws, Adam's family. Yeah. So I'm going to get into that a little. But another one that also I have a lot of miscommunications with is my mom. She kind of just goes her own way and says she knows what she thinks I'm saying. And even if I said something wrong and say it was a mistake, this and that, she'll be like, well, then why did you say it? She'll just go on and on. So I've learned kind of just to stop that before it starts, because it's kind of an endless, pointless cycle. But the in-laws, yeah, that's a whole nother story. And if you want to hear, then hope you do. Keep listening. All right. Okay, so my in-laws. First of all, I don't think they've ever really been going for me, team me. So it's not surprising that we've had our stumbles along the way. And they're not used to their son being with somebody who pretty much speaks their mind and says, you know, I step up and say things whenever they put him down or talk about him. It's kind of like I'm a protector in a way, but, you know, with words instead of physical. But lately they have kind of taken things I've posted and completely turned them into really psychotic scenarios. And it doesn't matter that he explains to them that, you know, we've been, you know, doing these things together and he's aware of it and it's not what they mean, what they think it means. But of course they're not going to believe that. They're just going to keep painting me as the villain, which, you know, I think is funny because it's just too comical to really get upset at, in my opinion anyway. And so I, you know, I post things in text, and obviously text gets very, very lost in translation often, and they tend to always go for the very wrong or the worst possible translation ever. So one time Adam and I were just messing around and wanted to take an interesting picture. And so we kind of bloodied my lip a little, like not bloodied, you know, just kind of got a little blood dripping out of it, which is, it was just fun. It was like close to Halloween. So we were just like messing around, and I posted this and they automatically assumed that he was in trouble and he needs to get out of there, and I'm trying to frame him for all kinds of stuff. And it was like, are you joking? That is so insane. But, you know, they're going to think what they want to think. And that's the sad part, because it's just not true. And they know that I am not going to make up stuff or do anything to be anything but who I am. I mean, I'm not into all that, you know, whatever they think. They like to cause drama, and it's just, it's really ridiculous. Like, when I went on a vacation to Florida last, I was with my friends for a while, and they, you know, Adam was a little sad, I guess, that we weren't together for the first few days. And so instead of comforting him, his mother just kind of pointed out everywhere I checked in on Facebook and stuff like that to say, you know, kind of to egg him on to get upset about me going out and going here and going there. And it's just, I don't know, that's just the way they are. They're constantly, you know, making things worse or interpreting me wrong to get him angry. And it's just, it drives me nuts. Well, not really. It just, it makes me feel bad for him. But it makes me really disappointed in them for just not being better about things. So I don't know what their game is, but I am not playing. And now, you know, his brother is getting in on it. Apparently there was a while that his phone wasn't working well, which is not surprising because it's, you know, it's one of those pay-as-you-go type, you know, disposable phones. And he wasn't getting his calls from them, I guess. And so now his brother is starting to say that I did something to the phone so that they couldn't call, which is ridiculous because if they can't call his phone, that means they have to call mine to get in touch with him. And that is the last thing that I would want. So, yeah, and I don't know what makes them think I'm this technical expert suddenly, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's so funny that it's laughable and it's sad. And I really, really feel sorry for them because I, you know, they've known me long enough to know that I don't play around like that. I don't, you know, I say what I want and they're just not happy with being told the truth, I guess. And I'm not really one to beat around the bush or sugarcoat it. You know, if I say something, I mean it. I mean it, I say it. You know, I used to say, I think I say it on one of my profiles. I say what I mean and I mean what I say. So, you know, if I tell you I didn't mean it like this, then I didn't. If I tell you that I did, I did. And I will tell them straight out, like I always have all since I've known them, that they're wrong. But, you know, some people just don't want to believe that. They want to believe what they want to believe. So, yeah, so I'm still going on with that now. And he's got a little feud going on with them now, but he's got to go to a wedding and his brother's wedding. So it might be a little awkward, but there's, you know, a lot of things like that. But this is just one that's been on my mind for now. Anyways, yeah, thanks for letting me get that out. All right.